everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. Our friend, Coach Red Pill, has been arrested in Ukraine at the tip of an army gun. Holy shit, it is too bad. Gonzalo Lira arrested. He is detained now by the Ukrainian authorities. He had been arrested once a couple of months ago, and they had freed him. He was arrested for basically Russian propaganda in a war territory. He was in Kharkov. At this time, Kharkov was very much on the front line. Eventually, the war kind of moved from the north to concentrate around Bakhmut. And since then, he has been chilling in Kharkov, and he was under house arrest, and he continued doing his internet presence, although I think he gave up his Telegram. But he continued to be active on the internet, doing streams, and now he is arrested, and probably because of pro-Russian propaganda, pro-Russian talking points. I hope that he's going to be okay. I had spoken to him. I had not revealed this on the stream, but I had spoken to him a couple of days ago, and he had solicited to call me. He wanted to ask me about biology. He had a theory. he had a theory about economics, and he wanted to check with me if there was an equivalent in biology. And it was a whole theory about systems and ecologies and how they self-sustain and how a niche is created for certain agents and they go on to exploit that niche. So I directed him toward general works in biology, John Maynard Smith, sociobiology, the basics of the people who have attempted to make a parallel between society and biology, and then he never answered to me. And a few days later, we learned that he has been arrested. Well, that is really too bad. Good luck to our friend. We have someone in the audience who has volunteered to be calling the American embassy, and he will also be calling the Ukrainian and Chile embassy, because in the past they've been able to make pressure on the Ukrainian government. Chile had been requesting that Coach Red Pill be kept safe because he is a Chilean citizen. So we'll see if that helps. I hope that Coach is in safety, because in a war, a country like this, everything is possible. They could torture him. They could kill him. They could make him disappear. I don't know. It's not really in their interest, but I think he will be neutralized this time for much longer. I think they will keep him on with the idea of not allowing any further propaganda, what they consider to be propaganda. I think he's been a very courageous man to stand out there, entertain us, and be do something that was never done in history. This has never been done. The idea of having a guy out there who is truly a man of the people, not covering this from the top down, but giving his good-hearted perspective that I have never seen before in a war-torn country. People will remember Surf TV. This is a guy I owned in a debate on socialism, so much so that the communists on Modern Day Debate were saying, hey, maybe it's time we stop debating JF, or maybe it's time for Surf TV to stop debating at all, because at this point he's making the left look horrible. Well, he's been on Timcast, and this is what happens when you don't have a brain. You have merely learned your talking points through listening to YouTube videos. You've integrated the left's incoherent and inconsistent talking points, and you try to go with whatever you've been learning that way. You've been learning on the top, and you've never been really challenged. You've been streaming all your life. When you got challenged in debates, you look terrible. But when you haven't thought through your positions, here's what happens.
Still have the choice. Ultimate authority over what happens to her body.
But there's a child inside of her body, not her.
What about meth?
Like, should she be allowed to do meth?
Yeah.
A woman should have the choice to do what happens to her body. He's talking, of course, about abortion. And Tim Pool throws a softball here. It's a very softball. If you haven't thought this through, you don't deserve to be speaking publicly. So, okay, it's her body. So she's doing what she wants with her body. What if she takes meth?
I think if someone is doing meth while they're pregnant, that it is completely acceptable for something like, I don't know what the name of the service is in the United States.
Child services?
I guess
child
ECFS child services? Would be, oh. Yeah.
So now, whoa. She's doing what she wants. You just said it was her body. How are you going to send the child services, child protective services to protect what? She doesn't have a child. She has just a part of her body that's growing. And anyways, what are you trying to keep her from doing? Killing the child? Amazingly, you will say, yes, I want to keep her from killing the child.
Oh, yeah. It's her body, though.
Yeah, it's her body.
If she wants to do meth, what's the big deal?
The big deal is that she's intentionally trying to kill a child.
No, wrong answer. That cannot be your position. First, it's not intentionally. If the child was to die from meth, it would be much less intentional than an abortion. An abortion is killing a child intentionally.
Hold on there a minute.
Yeah, I see where we're going.
I don't.
This reaction, this is priceless. It's so rare that it happens. It's so rare that the leftist is stupid enough to go at the top and be ridiculed. He understands how stupid what he just said is.
Hold on there a minute.
Yeah, and I see where we're going.
I see where we're going. We're going to be realizing that I don't know what I'm talking about. I haven't taught any of this through.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Still.
Absolutely beautiful. This Surf TV guy is an endless bag of ridicule for himself and for the left. I personally support having him amplified on social media. It does the job for us. It's so beautiful. Karl Marx word says, an admission that the guy has coped himself into supporting killing kids, his primal brain is there. Yeah, his primal brain understands that he's killing kids, but it's sometimes he's willing to consider it a part of the female's body. Father's Love says, Schrodinger's baby, it's not alive when she wants to murder it, but it's alive when she is murdered. Yes, that is another point of questioning, those old murders of a pregnant woman. What do we do with this? On the majority report, we had a woman who's trying to justify the left. Here's the cognitive dissonance level that you have to reach when you live in the leftist city. She's going to make an argument that it is a bourgeois and privileged concept. This concept that you need to be safe on the streets and in the public transportation. This concept that you shouldn't be punched in the face for no reason. That is so bourgeois.
I was hit at one point sitting on the subway by a man who was having a mental health episode. He sat next to me and he was elbowing and kind of flailing around and hit me in the face and in my body. And it was jarring, right? The idea that I would want him to be hurt in any way. I just didn't want to be near him in that moment because I understood something was going on here.
You felt a discomfort, but you should be able to take the punch.
Every one of us who's taken public transit has had this kind of situation, something similar happen, seeing someone struggling. That doesn't mean that our fear in that instance, and I was a little scared because I was hit.
It's a problem.
See, they learn to neutralize every aspect of this of their emotions. You feel fear because there's a chance you're going to die. There's so much a chance you're going to die that your genes know there's a chance you're going to die. That's why you feel fear. And your proper response is to escape the situation or neutralize the threat. they want to neutralize all of it. They want to think about it and introspect it and say, okay, this is a fear. I shouldn't listen to this fear. We are in a mental health situation. Your genes don't care about every label you can put on the situation. Your genes care about, last time I saw this, did I die?
Well, I'm like, it's people that need help.
But my fear is not the primary... object of like what we should be focusing on right now. It's the fact that this person is in pain.
Error. That is the error. That is the objective error. You should be focusing on your survival first, your existence first, your protection first. And then, if you have the luxury of protecting others, if you have the luxury of protecting the lives of all the innocent victims around this man, that's your second concern. And then your third concern should be, okay, this man, how can we make it better for this man? Third priority, you cannot do otherwise, or else you're going to be deceived by criminals and people who are violent. They're going to be using your openness to care for them. They're going to exploit it, and you're going to get shot. T.S. Apostolos says they can forgive preferred victims, but no forgiveness for political opponents. Absolutely. Harmless G has sent a super chat. He says, a few years ago, Coach Red Pill said he had a heart condition that was supposed to kill him in a few years. Does CRP want to die in a war zone instead? And is this the best way to go about it? Yes, I think this is what we're seeing. We're going to look at the detail after I've done my review of the small news. Yes, I believe that Coach Red Pill has chosen the way of the martyr. He's thinking, I'm going to die in the next few years, no matter what. And he's thinking, I'm going to make it spectacular. I'm going to get arrested in Ukrainian territory, and I'm going to have these Putin books on my... They went in his apartment. He had Putin books and biographies just perfectly laid out. There were some people who were like, did they plant this evidence? And I would say, I don't think they planted this evidence, but it's as hilarious as this. I think that Coach Red Pill planted these books there too. Yeah, I'm just a big fan of Putin and the Ukraine. I think we're seeing a kind of Joker moment of CRP, a kind of, I'm going in flamboyance. I'm going spectacular.
And so, like, the politics of dehumanization privileges the bourgeois kind of concern of people's, like, immediate discomfort in this narrow, narrow instance.
Oh, wanting to protect yourself from the mentally ill man on the subway is so narrow. So narrow, but it's the only thing that will keep you alive, lady. You can expose yourself to all these dangers all you want, but please understand, we want a different society. And someone was saying on social media, at this point, these people have to have their own country where they can expose themselves to all their risks. Because I want a country with the bourgeois conception of safety first, my safety first, the safety of others then, and then the safety of criminals, maybe, if it's a luxury we can afford.
As opposed to larger humanity and life. It's really freaking twisted.
Yeah, I just...
She calls it twisted. This view I just laid out of your own self-preservation first. Well, these people are due to pay the price of their own desire for self-extermination. American Gonzalo Lira has been disappeared by Ukrainian Nazis in Kharkov. Remind me again why we're sending them hundreds of billions of dollars. We have video of the moment they open the door to what seems to be Coach Red Pill's apartment. Look at this. They have a silencer on their big rifle. It seems to be a silencer. I mean, they're ready to shoot him residential style, total death, and not even suffer from the cannon firing noise. I don't know why they added this music. Is this propaganda from the Ukraine side? Don't add music This is a documentary, bro. So Coach Red Pill opens the door. He sees a big gun pointed at him.
Here.
He's in pajama. Holy shit, this is hilarious. I just spoke to Coach Red Pill. He was doing good. Now, I want to be clear. I didn't warn Ukraine of Coach Red Pill's location, okay? But I thought he was being careless when he called me. And you know what they do with all this IP tracking and that kind of stuff? It was like, hey, Jeff, hey. Hey, Jeff, I would normally not show this on stream, but are you recording right now? Are you recording right now? Hey, Jeff, look. And he shows me the images from his apartment, filming the streets. And he's like, I cannot show this on stream because they would geolocate me, but I'm showing it to you, Jeff. And I was like, Coach, I didn't say anything because I was like, this is not very smart. Never forget that even if JF is an honest man, you never know who's listening to JF. You never know who's wiretapping our conversation. So unless you're in a super encoded end-to-end encryption thing that you have full confidence of, which is in 0.001% of the case, that may be the case. But in 99.9% of the cases, even if I'm an honest guy, when you speak to me, you are being listened to by your government, by my government, by men in the middle. Lendahl says, men in the middle, always expect one. Exactly. So holy shit. I don't know if ultimately his call to me was the cause of him being located. But holy shit, be careful, people. Be careful, because now he is in pajama and in jail. It's too bad, because eventually Twitter added this blurring of his face. I don't know if it was the original Twitter poster, but at the beginning of the day, there was no blurring of his face. And eventually, a blurring of his face appeared. And I have a picture of the moment at which there was no blurring of his face. So they are showing him papers that show, okay, is being criminally charged for making arguments that favor the enemy. So here we see what Coach Red Pill was doing at home. He had some kind of device, I guess, to entertain himself. I don't know what that is. He had some coffee cup. He had some cigarettes. A coach had started smoking again since the beginning of this war, because he was addicted to nicotine and wanted to pass some time. We can see that he has... This is probably the camera or maybe the tripod that he used to show me, because he showed me exactly this window. And he said, Jeff, I'm showing you this because it's a private conversation. He showed me this freaking window. And here we learn something absolutely scandalous. There are some people in our audience who will find this extremely important. Coach Red Pill uses a bidet. Isn't that a bidet? Is that what a bidet is? This looks like another device beside the toilet used for some other purpose. I did not know this. I did not know that Coach enjoyed the anal stimulation of water after shitting. People are confirming, yes, this is a bidet. Holy shit, I've never seen a bidet. I can't believe that the first bidet I've seen in my life is the bidet of Coach Red Pill, the one that was in charge of the anal celebrity of Coach Red Pill. But maybe it's just an elevated thing that, because we don't get the perspective of the camera, because I don't know, this doesn't seem to have anything that shoots water. It seems like a normal sink with a normal connector here. So I don't know. I don't know. IG Security says a sink, lol. Adair says that's really why they're arresting him, because of the bidet. You never know. You know, there are laws against homosexuality in Ukraine. And this is the most hilarious thing. Coach Red Pill had laid out Putin books on his table. Like a true dissident thinker. That is how you get arrested, motherfucker. So that is how it's done. You stay in your apartment, you wait for the police, and you make sure that you lay out your dissident books that indicate your dissident ideology. This is the most hilarious picture this year to me. Because here, Coach Red Pill is making sure to leave a message to Western civilization. There are countries that your politicians are supporting that will imprison / kill people for reading, for having IDs. So give me no bullshit about the free world and how Ukraine is the light of democracy and how Israel is the light of democracy. You are participating through your government to the imprisonment of ideological opponent, and sometimes they're blowing up through car bombs. Here we have a history of Ukraine, a short course, Putin's people, how the KGB took back Russia and then took on the West. And we need to talk about Putin, how the West gets him wrong. And I find it revealing that the whole SWAT force of Ukraine took the time to include this in the video of his arrest. Like, here's evidence. Here's evidence. Gonzo Johnny says, I think I'm going to scratch Ukraine from my vacation list. Yes, definitely. You don't want to be a dissident there. Amazingly, they show, I'm uncomfortable showing it on the screen, but we get to see what seems to be family members of Coach on his phone. I don't know, because I've never seen his children, but it looks like a family photo. That would be the reason why Coach has sent his family out of Ukraine. He has sent them out to be protected. They are somewhere protected. And Coach stayed on the front line with the idea that he could continue his coverage and his study of Ukraine as it was invaded by Russia. And so we have other... it was an apartment that he had set up very quick. It seems that he has maybe a little knife to defend himself, perhaps some more containers that may be important for him, some device of some kind, wallet, keys. It was a minimal apartment because he had to move in multiple apartments repeatedly. And here we have is what seems to be a Mac, I think. Is that the Mac symbol here? It looks like it could be a Mac or probably not a Windows computer. Probably a Mac or a Linux computer. But I don't know. It's kind of blurry to recognize the Apple here. Or perhaps it is some kind of OS that is non-standard or Ukrainian. I don't know. But there he was browsing on the web. And so they have let him get out of his pajama and dress up in more decent clothes. And here he is leaving with his backpack that is much less aggressive than how they have first encountered him. It's a Mac laptop, people are confirming. And here he is being processed. And so that's it. Those are all the images we have. Well, respect to Coach. Respect to Coach. I said on Twitter, they got Coach. I was speaking with Gonzalo privately just a few days ago, and he seemed to be doing great. He wanted to ask me about biology as he was writing something. I hope he'll be okay. And here we have, before they blurred the face, that is how he got cut out of his apartment. I mean, those hair should be illegal on the public space. Amazing. They are such hilarious hair that give him a look of a dissident thinker, a man who was too intelligent for his time. He was just too smart for his time. And as a shout out to Coach Red Pill, finally, I have published this image because this is the impression I get from this arrest. Coach Red Pill has chosen to be a Chad, stay in the front line of the war for us all to enjoy and be informed and entertained. And as he got arrested, he was found to have Putin biographies and books in Ukrainian territory on his table. So I made a meme. That's how I feel about my friend Gonzalo Lira. He is a giga Chad who was reading a book about the enemy straight in the Ukrainian territory. So that's it for my coverage of this arrest. Good luck to him, and I hope it will go well for him. A Google senior software engineer, 31, jumps to death from NYC headquarters. There are a lot of high position in leaderships of corporations right now committing suicide. We see them falling from their high-rise apartments. A senior software engineer at Google jumped to his death from the search giant's headquarters in Chelsea late Thursday, according to authorities and police sources. The 31-year-old man, whose name is being withheld pending family notification, plunged from the 14th floor, cops said. Sometimes, you know, in a bear market, there is so much pressure. People lose everything. People get squeezed into debts. People, they've set up a life that is extremely costly, where they get a lot of income, but they pay a lot of expenses, and something goes wrong. Father's love without hands says probably marital problems. Could be this. Something fucks up their life because their life is set up in a way that cannot take much surprises, cannot take much disruptions. And eventually they realize that despite their high income, that they've basically been squeezed out like lemons. The state is taking that much tax. Their exes are going to take that much child support. And they're alone in their high-rise apartment. And it's they're paying ridiculous prices. And it was all for a display. Which is why my life, I enjoy my life so much more. I've centered my life around being resilient. I make less money than these guys, but I am so much more happy. Spend all my time in family, work from home. This is the way. I would highly recommend these people consider that, you know, when these companies attract you with a $100,000 salary, but you're leaking that money to the state, you have to pay your taxes, then you have to pay your rent, then you have to pay. It's not a sustainable way to live. I just received, by the way, another one of these Lenovo Tab. I buy them like once a month. The family loves them. They are super cheap. This is the M8. I have often bought the M7, but they didn't have any M7 left. You take these cheapest tabs and it gives you a phone for the family. It gives you a phone-like thing that is not connected to the phone network, but it has all the Google Android capacities. I really love it. It allows children to explore the internet. It allows parents to have a second device that's useful if they want to do something separate from their main occupation. It is absolutely beautiful. Buy five or six of those. You're going to make everyone happy in the family. War Monitor publishes a video by Wagner. Apparently, Wagner is announcing that they are tired of having no munition. So Wagner is this private corporation of mercenaries, basically, for Russia. They have been integrated to the war effort with some tension with the official bureaucrats of Russia, and they have been in charge of holding the front line in Bakhmut, and they have been complaining for a couple of weeks now that they didn't have enough munitions. Well, they are now publishing, the chief of Wagner is complaining, and it's hard to understand because the translation isn't perfect, and you'll see there are a lot of imperfections in the translation, but basically what I gather is that he's pissed against Russia, he's pissed against the army bureaucrats of the Department of Defense of Russia, he complains that he doesn't have enough munitions. I don't know if he was asked to withdraw from Bakhmut or if he's doing it on his own, but he is asked, he says he's tired of not seeing official orders from the true leadership of Russia because everything is done orally. And I think he feels like he's not getting good leadership through this. And so he says he's going to go out of Bakhmut until he sees written orders. He sees that the whole war up to now has been without written orders, and he's tired, and he complains against the bureaucrats.
Я обращаюсь от себя лично, от совета командиров ЧВК Вагнер, от бойцов ЧВК Вагнер.
Yeah, and as we listen to him, Len Dalt says that is just their call sign to retire from fighting for now, also part of a psychological warfare and disinformation propaganda. Yeah, be aware that I don't know that the mainstream media in the West has been so enthusiastic at covering this, like, oh yeah, there's conflict within Russia. Please understand that in war, sometimes you make a display and it's not the whole story. That's how I see this here. It could be just to give the enemy some false confidence and then mislead them and actually hit them even stronger.
Wagner. Обращаюсь к НГШ, министру обороны, верховному главнокомандующему.
So he addresses the supreme commander, the chiefs,
и народу России,
and the people of Russia.
16 марта, когда СВО пошло не по плану, нас попросили помочь. 19 марта 22 года.
So that's a false translation, 1922, it's rather 2022.
Подразделения прибыли из Африки. Полностью экипированные сразу с колес вступили в бой. Мы вошли в самое тяжелое место, в центр укрепрайона Попасной. И к 9 мая 22 года овладели населенным пунктом. Затем, для того, чтобы спасти армию, которая бежала позорно из Изюма и Красного Лимана, заняли линию фронта более 130 километров и сдержали натиск противника.
So he brags of making progresses in the north, and then he says we were then sent to Bakhmut.
Нас посадили на так называемые...
He says that they have been put in an artificial ammunition shortage. In other words, he's accusing the leadership of having bullets, but not giving him.
Искусственный дефицит боеприпасов, снарядный голод, которые лежат свободно на складах.
So not having enough food.
Мы получали не более 30% от потребностей. Поэтому наши потери были значительно выше, чем должны были быть, но мы шли вперед. Мы собирались к 9 мая 23 года овладеть населенным пунктом.
So he says that by May, that for he only needed 4 more days to take complete control of the Bakhmut settlement, and now he's being sent the officials of the Russian army. So is it that he's complaining that he's not going to be able to take credit here? It looks like what he's saying is all we needed is 4 more days to take the whole settlement. We did the whole job of doing the meat grinder. Now we've killed basically everyone they would send. And now the Russian army is coming in and is going to be known as those who unlock the takeover of the Bakhmut settlement.
The Bakhmut. Но увидев это, околовоенные бюрократы с 1 мая фактически прекратили любые поставки, чтобы не дать нам это сделать.
So he's complaining that they have not been given ammunition, basically, because the bureaucrats wanted to take the credit, wanted to come and replace them.
Потому что они сидят, трясут жирными животами.
Shaking their fat bellies.
И думают, что они войдут в историю победителями. Они уже в нее вошли трусами. Я сообщаю официально.
All right, and there's a part two, but I think it's not worth listening through. Basically, we'll see what happens with this. I don't think the credit aspect is so important. Ultimately, we know that if the Russian army was to take over Bakhmut now, we know that they would have been the ones at the front line doing the meat grinder strategy. I personally think it's unimportant as a news, but we can still follow it. The mainstream media is giving it a lot of attention. Gonzo Johnny says, I don't mind being fucked, but I do need kisses. Meaning, can they please up the quality of this fake theater? Okay, you are calling out this as fake theater. I mean, it's a totally reasonable position. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite platform to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. James says, at least they got guns. Some Russian soldiers during World War I were sent off to war without guns and told to pick them off, fallen soldiers. Maybe just Russia doing Russian-type things in war, having terrible supply lines. Yes, it's not the first time we see bad supply being a complaint on the side of Russia. So it's entirely possible that it's not a bureaucratic attempt at fucking them up. U.S.-Russia on the verge of open armed conflict after Kremlin drone attack, according to the foreign ministry. It's clear that without the knowledge of their minders, the terrorists from Kiev could not have carried out the attack. So he's referring here to the U.S. being the brain of the operation. We will respond with concrete actions. The statements came the day after Putin press spokesman Peskov said such decisions are not made in Kiev, but in Washington. He asserted that Ukraine is doing what it is told to do by the U.S. All right, we'll follow this. Cloud Warmer says, hey, Jeff, did you catch Ryan Dawson's latest appearance on Press TV? The conversation about Syria winning the war against terrorists and now doing trade deals with neighbors like Iran is very interesting. Okay, I haven't seen it at all, so I'm going to have a look. Meanwhile, Cloud Warmer has a second super chat. He says, one of the things that Ryan talked about is that the brain drain of Syrians need to return to the homelands and rebuild. Do you think this is feasible as stability returns to the region? Would people want to return to their country or would they remain in the land of free shit? There is always a nationalistic preference, but in intelligent people who have gotten away and who get a taste of Western civilization, very often it will not manifest into a full desire for return. It manifests into an attachment to family. Very often it manifests into the people having entered Western civilization will go back to Syria to pick up wives, and they will bring them to Western civilization. So I don't think you're going to get a full economic return of the brain drain, because anyways, there's not really good place for a good brain into these authoritarian regimes to do anything creative. It's not like they're going to get rich in Syria as much as they would if they are here. So very often you have an attachment to the country, but it's not the kind of attachment that that motivates them to fully return. They will just return for a wife, return for a parent, return for a child, and then come back. And in fact, bring more immigration with them toward Western civilization. John Drake says, Western civilization is losing its shine fast. Yeah, I mean, there's that. You can think of a crumbling of the Western regimes and perhaps these countries becoming less and less attractive. But in the current circumstance, I don't think we've reached that point yet. We have a video that has emerged of Jordan Neely, the man who has been chokeholded to death in the New York subway. And people are judging his aggressive behavior because now we have video emerging that shows more aggressive behavior than the one we already knew about. Let's have a look. Let's have a look at a video where he is being aggressive toward a gay person, sending him insults, insulting him for his gay shirt. So he's complaining that someone has a gay rainbow on his shirt, perhaps the guy holding the camera.
Angry Michael. See you, Michael.
So that was the end of the interaction, but as he turns on his camera, we see that there is a physical altercation. So he calls, uses the N-word a lot, uses the F-word because of the gay shirt. Basically, he was an aggressive guy. It was easy to turn into conflict mode. People says, sounds like Joey Boots. Well, it's written at the bottom of the screen, joeyboots.com. I don't know who that is. He may have been the guy filming. Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, just on that note of the West not being all that attractive, I know many Indians in tech who are now preferring to just live in India. The cost of living is outrageous, and thanks to remote work and labor movements in India, they can get US-style pay rates. Why come here when you live like a god? Definitely, this is going to be a trend. Certainly, it's not sustainable to be bringing all these engineers and make them live at California prices. People are up to the scam that this whole thing is, which is you attract people to your state, they work, they pay taxes, but they can never afford to live forever in your state. You make it just a little bit out of reach. John Drake says, must be an old video. Joey Boots has been dead for years. Oh, I didn't know. It does look like an old video, but I didn't know about Joey Boots. The Supreme Court has altered the execution of Richard Glossip. Richard Glossip is a man who is accused of sponsoring a murder. The whole case appears to have been framing him as a murderer initially, but eventually it was discovered that someone else committed the murder. But he's been prosecuted and judged guilty of sponsoring this murder, but they say with very little evidence. And in fact, there has been new evidence emerging that leads even the prosecutor to say that he doesn't support the death penalty anymore. So he was on death row. He's been on death row for a couple of times. He was on death row for May 18th execution, but now the Supreme Court has stopped it because even the prosecutor who initially prosecuted these cases says now that there's new evidence emerging, we should not kill him anymore. He's been taken under care by a star. Who was it? I don't remember who was the star sponsoring his case. But it seems like I've been only researching superficially. I don't know about it. But it seems like a case where there is a definite doubt. And he's always been he's always been claiming his innocence. And he's always been disgusted at how the system took him kind of by default as the suspect. And eventually someone else was found to have committed the crime, but somehow he remained in the system as it was considered that he had sponsored the crime. So I don't know. It seems like the evidence isn't that strong from a very quick and superficial look. So I think this should be reviewed. Donald Trump is being, I think it's as part of the E. Jean Carroll case. You know, this crazy woman who was on CNN with short hair, who claims to have been raped by Donald Trump. And they have shown this clip of Donald Trump apparently as part of the evidence.
When you said in that video that Ms. Leeds would not be your first choice, you were referring to her physical looks, correct?
Just the overall, I look at her, I see her, I hear what she says, whatever. You wouldn't be a choice of mine either, to be honest with you. I hope you're not insulted. I would not, under any circumstances, have any interest in you. I'm honest when I say it. She, I would not have any interest in.
When you said in that...
I can't believe that the left is all over these things like, I wouldn't rape you, I wouldn't even rape you, and they're taking this as, oh, he said he wouldn't rape me, and we're all back to the Sargon of Akkad case here. A threat not to do something. Is it a threat to do something? I don't know. I don't think it is. Unless you are being kind of veiled threat type of thing, but it's definitely not the case. Scientists found that RNA, an analog of DNA that was likely the first genetic material for life, spontaneously forms on basalt lava glass. Such glass was abundant on Earth 4.35 billion years ago. Similar basalts of this antiquity survive on Mars today. People were asking me, JF, isn't that fascinating? This has been done again and again, this whole idea that you can have chains of molecules. This is not new to me, so I don't know what this article does specifically, but I was already aware that there's been these attempts at cultivating on certain glass/rock surfaces, all sorts of things, protein chains, RNA chains. And still, I think it's the wrong way to go at it, to say that RNA was likely the first genetic material for life, because we have the revolutionary phenotype, and the revolutionary phenotype tells us RNA was a material for life, but it wasn't the only one. There was proteins in the tango somewhere at some point. And there may have been protein alone without RNA even. So you have to take into account what the theory shows you already, because it's all you know. All you know is what you can derive from theoretical proof. And then you can experiment properly. But I don't think those experiments are properly looking at it if they look at RNA emerging from nature out of nowhere. They are misguided experiments in light of the theoretical progresses I've made. Soros and Fortress to acquire Vice Media out of bankruptcy. Vice Media, which once had a valuation of $5.7 billion, went woke and is now broke, is set to be acquired out of bankruptcy at a valuation of around $400 million by Fortress Investment Group and Soros Fund Management. As if Vice couldn't get more problematic. I mean, they probably were under some form of leftist control, maybe George Soros himself. And it's probably this whole takeover is probably just them having crashed themselves down to the minimum through overt leftism that ends up being always not popular, at least with the masses. You know, it kind of farms a very elite, special type of internet people, the extreme far leftists, but it's not sufficient to make a business out of it. And now, basically, George Soros is taking over the skeleton that he killed himself, perhaps, or that he influenced toward the leftist direction. It's amazing to think of Vice as this place where, wasn't it, who was it? There was Tim Pool? Was there also Gavin McInnes at some point? I don't know. Maybe he was linked to them in some way. But certainly Tim Pool. And you think of Vice converting to full wokeism. And now, Gavin was there, Gavin. Unbelievable. Gavin McInnes, Tim Pool, woke, Vice. You know, back in the days, they were making these kind of weird documentaries where you were like, oh, that's interesting, kind of. And then eventually it's like woke documentaries. But they were still taking the Tim Pool style, you know, and they were taking the original style of kind of subversive documentary, counterculture punk type of thing. But it was more and more woke, and now it's like George Soros controlled. Holy shit, this is going to suck. NYC subway chokeholder identified as Danielle Penny, the former Marine from Long Island, has not been arrested or charged yet in connection to the incident, according to officials and reports. So we now have the name of the guy, the blonde man who did the chokehold. It was Danielle Penny. His name was Danielle Penny. There's a guy on Twitter whose name is Danielle Penny, and he was like, I'm not the guy, leave me alone. Oh, that was fun today. Disaster. Expert says Trump's prospects have gone from bad to worse as the E. Jean Carroll trial wraps up. I hope that Trump isn't found guilty of some crazy rape 20 years ago. Alleged rape. This is the E. Jean Carroll, the short hair lady that went on CNN and said something bizarre along the lines of, yeah, I think there's something sexy about rape. You can see that she's created a lot of things in her head, but who knows? She may get it. Because they've totally, with the cases of rape, they totally abolished these old ideas of windows of statutory limits. And so now you can always have the woman come 10, 20 years later and argue, oh, well, I was intimidated into not speaking. And this makes it absolutely unbelievable. I hope that Trump isn't found guilty of anything in that line. Because I think, genuinely, I think it's bullshit. I don't think he raped E. Jean Carroll. I think he may have never had sex with E. Jean Carroll, and she has created this out of a need to get Trump somehow, a political need, political motivation. Stray's Channel says, rape is a social construct. Change my mind. I mean, everything is a social construct. And yes, rape is a social construct because consent is a social construct. But it's not because something is a social construct that it doesn't exist in the physical universe. It does exist. There is such a thing as a state of consent or a state of non-consent. But it is a human thing. It is something that you need to express or not express. James says, Trump is so old. Why do people go for the most complex jobs when they are the most cognitively deficient? Trump should have run for president 30 years ago. Yes, there's definitely an expectation in our culture that presidents are old, and it's really not good. It really leads the deep state to be super happy because they take over in charge, they write speeches for them, and they're basically disabled. John Drake says, didn't she say the rape happened in a busy airliner? I don't know, man. One of my initial YouTube videos was a video reviewing all of the rape allegations against Trump from a total of 13 women, I think, and concluding that none of them none of them had happened. But back in those days, E. Jean Carroll had not even come out with the claim. So I don't know. I've never researched this one. It came later. It came when there was a true interest of the left to truly dump Trump. Rolling Stone appears to confirm the news I was talking about yesterday. And yesterday I was saying, I'm not sure this is even true. Bryan Cresenstein deleted his tweet about it. I don't know. But apparently it is true, according to Rolling Stone and the Daily Beast, that Milo is now working on a Ye 24 campaign, trying to take over back the domain names, which may be held by Nick Fuentes, but it's not clear, or by a Marjorie Taylor Greene attaché. It's very weird. But in any case, it seems, based on this article, that it is true that Ye is still pursuing a Ye 24 campaign, and that he has hired Milo Yiannopoulos for this critical job. Blanket says, did that video get deleted, JF? Well, which video are you talking about? Are you talking about the Bryan Cresenstein? It wasn't a video. It was a tweet yesterday. A tweet that he has done, and he deleted it, and it claimed to have evidence that was written by Milo, but there was no sign on the screenshot. Okay, people are talking about the current stream, and they are saying that we are F, that we are stream Lyra Ed. Okay, we are reconnecting. It seems that we are reconnecting now. We lost connection to Odyssey. You guys let me know when you receive me. We should be back in a matter of seconds. Swatted, say people. The Ukrainians have gotten to me. Gonzo Johnny says, them Russians again. I don't know. Why would I be attacked by the Russians? I have said nothing against the Russians. End of the line, Joel says, North Pole has been annexed. Ends there. I can see them. Okay. Are we back? We are reconnecting. Yeah, I'm connected, but the show has... Oh, I think we should be back. I think I'm seeing now a play button. Let's see. Fleur de Sel says, buff, buff. We should be back in seconds. The connection has been re-established. Let's see. Hopefully, anyways, we were headed toward the end of the show anyway. Gonzo says, John, it's Odyssey. Play button has disappeared again. Well, anyways, let's complete the show and then I'll re-upload it. So I had the two news items left. CDC Director Rachel Walensky resigns after a disastrous tenure that leaves public trust in shambles. Okay, we are back. We are back live. Hello, hello, people. So I was about to actually finish the show offline since we had lost the stream, but I had two news items left, so let's do it. CDC Director Rachel Walensky resigns after a disastrous tenure that leaves public trust in shambles. I'm happy, but at the same time, it's just a rotation and it's not super, it's not an indication that the regime that violates freedom of medical decision making is any weaker. They are still there, and her leaving is not an indication of a change. Amazing observations here from old Tory right. He says, fire Tucker for being racist, but you end up with a replacement with based Aryan physiognomy, and she reveals her full power level. Look at this. She's going to make a joke about the protesters having rhythm. And it's like, one could perceive that there could be undertones in that joke. It's not clear if it was intentional, but certainly for a replacement of Tucker, that is quite the replacement.
We begin with the growing protest over the death of Jordan Neely. He was killed Monday after he boarded a New York City subway train. He reportedly started yelling and threatening passengers. A man identified as a former Marine tackled him and put him in a chokehold. Neely later was pronounced dead. Investigators have ruled it a homicide. And while there's an ongoing investigation, we're still trying to gather those facts. Some people have already made up their minds. Angry protesters, they took to the streets last night demanding justice or else.
What do we want?
Justice or they'll burn it down. Well, at least they have rhythm. Meantime, progressive Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley.
And a co-host laughs at this. Of course, it's one of these jokes that doesn't have an explicit racial undertone that could be like unquestionable, but it's kind of reference to the Tam Tams, and I'm sure that the left would perceive a racial undertone. Anyways, I don't care, but it's just funny that they got rid of Tucker for racial undertones of private comments that were probably much less grave than this. And now they got this. Well, anyways, Kelly McEnahay has been hired for just 7 days. She will eventually get replaced by a black man. That will be, visually, that will be much less appealing. Just visually, no question. Finally, V Dare, we should not be surprised by the rise of academically oriented, non-woke YouTube channels that offer a de facto education, such as History Debunked, which focuses on correcting woke history. We are simply seeing a high-tech version of dissenting academies. I fully agree with this argument. Personally, I've gone on into a YouTube career with the idea that it was a true alternative to academia. Not with the idea that I was abandoning the search for truth, but precisely with the idea that it was a better medium for me to pursue my search for truth. So I totally agree. We are creating a parallel system that will be rewarded according to its quality. You know, at some point, if you can get the equivalent of a free education on YouTube, and then you can pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get the same in the university, at some point, the free market will show its face and will lead to different decision making for people, because people will realize, okay, I'm just going to go to the university if I really need a diploma, but otherwise I can know everything I have to know through YouTube. Mark D's channel says, salut JF, thanks for the show. Well, thanks for the super chat. And if you'd like to support the show on a monthly basis, join the Patreon, join the Subscribestar. If you have some crypto, feel free to send crypto at the addresses below. We've already gotten yesterday a great Bitcoin donation. That is always awesome. And if you want to send crypto on a monthly basis, you can even do that through Backed By. That is the platform of Dick Masterson. So use any of these channels to send us money. We do need your support to keep going. Fleur de Sel says, who said there is so much demand for racism? We have to invent it. I wouldn't know who said that first. I've heard that very often. But I wouldn't know who the first person ever said this. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.